This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian Geist, Dan Strauss here with me. And now your chance to join us to play the Harris Challenge. 314-969-KTRS is the phone number. You can also get in here toll-free at 1-888-550-KTRS. Not that there's a toll involved in phone calls anymore from your cell phone. I don't know why we still say the toll-free part. And that's Three Dog Night, isn't it?
It is.
I don't know if that's Corey Wells who's singing that. I know they had three different guys who sang. But Corey Wells, one of the three singers in Three Dog Night, died this week at the age of 74. Hey, Dan? Do you and the band do any Three Dog Night stuff?
No, we do not. I wouldn't mind doing Three Dog Night, though.
Yeah, they were
good. Love Three Dog Night.
I like this. I like one, a couple of other hits.
Yeah.
By the way, you've got a couple of gigs this weekend?
We do. We're playing in Bernice's neck of the woods in St. Genevieve tomorrow night at the Midway. There she is. At the Midway Bar and Grill. We've played there a couple of times. It's on like Missouri 32 in St. Genevieve. It's a fun place.
Mm-hmm.
So we're there from 9 till 1. And then on Sunday, we play from 5 till 9 at Deer Creek Golf Course, and it's a benefit for the Four Honor Foundation, and it's for military veterans to golf for free and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
nice.
There's going to be a hot air balloon glow and everything. So that's in House Springs at the Deer Creek Golf Course and Country Club.
You know, we have
Springs.
A couple of shows on this station that qualify as hot air balloon glows.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
So that's the Southside Johnny Band. Hey,
yeah.
I got the name right.
Hey, you did.
That's gigs going on this weekend.
Yeah.
So let me explain how the Harris Challenge works. Each of our contestants today is going to be given a minute to answer five questions, a one-pointer, two-pointer, three-pointer, four-pointer, and five-pointer. If you do the quick arithmetic, that is a total of 15 points, but they don't have to get all 15 points to win. All you need is 8 points to win, a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul, we have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have...
3 years, he still left.
I know.
We also have, from Werenberg Theaters... free movie passes. You might want to see Bridge of Spies. We have The Walk. We have other movies to choose from. I'll fill you in if you win. Also, a Peroni's gift card. They have two locations. Great pizza. They have in Florissant and their new location in O'Fallon, Missouri at M&P. Or you might want to choose a gift certificate for Family Nuts. It's a locally owned family candy and ice cream company right here in Westport Plaza. It's good for one free hand-dipped ice cream or a half pound of elite chocolate or nuts.
You can have your choice of those prizes, but if you do get all the questions right for the clean sweep, the 15 points, we throw in a bonus prize.
That's right. You'll win a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund and Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. Check jimmyscafe.com.
All right. That's the Harris Challenge prize package you can play for today if your name is Hank. Oh, look. It's Hank.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
Great.
By the way, we'll be getting to five contestants today, but Hank is number one of them and the first to exploit the public airwaves for his own personal gain. This is what we call the five-second cheap plug opportunity. Hank, go ahead.
I just want to say hi to my wife-to-be, Jenny.
How soon?
Next May.
Okay.
I just proposed on Sunday.
And she shocked you by saying yes.
Yes, sir.
Well, congratulations on your engagement. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's the button I push every week at this time. It spills out the questions and categories led by our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? And category number two is The Political Pages. And category three, in honor of Corey Wells of Three Dog Night, we have a category called Classic Rock Animals. Which one would you like?
Let's do Have You Been Paying Attention.
All right, Hank, 60 seconds on the clock. Eight or better to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What company's stock doubled in value this week after Oprah Winfrey said she would buy a 10% stake and take a seat on its board?
What is Weight Watchers?
You don't have to say what is. It's not Jeopardy. Who was announced this week as the host of the 2016 Oscars telecast?
Chris Rock.
Correct. What is the name of the astronaut who this week broke the record for the number of days spent in space by an American?
Pass.
In an AMA on Reddit this week, what superpower did Bill Murray say he'd like to have? Super strength, invisibility, or the ability to fly?
Invisibility.
Correct. Where is Apple going to build solar farms to power its iPhone factories? China, Nevada, or the Australian outback?
Nevada.
China. Back to the three-pointer, the name of the astronaut who this week broke the record for the number of days spent in space by an American.
I don't know.
His name is Scott Kelly, who, when he got to 381 days, set the American record, but way far away from the world record. Cosmonaut Gennady Padalka spent 879 days in space. That's more than 2 years. But Scott Kelly's been there a total of over a year at 381. So let's see how you did here, Hank. You got the one, you got the two, you got the four, and oh, that's only 7 points. And so I am going to have to punish you.
And so, all right, what's the punishment?
Well, you know, a few weeks ago, we had presidential candidate Bernie Sanders trying to sing This Land Is Your Land. Then we followed that up with presidential candidate Donald Trump singing the Green Acres theme. We're running out of presidential candidates, even though there are still 17 people running for president. We're running out of them. So this week we go to Democrat Martin O'Malley, who appeared this week on The View and sang a little part of a Taylor Swift song.
Because, baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be bad blood. So take a look at what you've done. That maybe now we got bad blood.
Now we got bad times, and now we can't solve them.
You made a really deep cut, and baby, now we got bad blood. Hey!
Wow. Whoa. Was he playing guitar, too?
Yeah, you know, I actually looked on YouTube to find other videos of him to see if we had something longer.
Yeah.
But all of them were, the audio quality wasn't worth being on the air here. But he can actually play guitar.
Oh.
Unfortunately, he tries to sing, and that's where things come off the rails.
Yeah.
Hank, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a good weekend.
I'm officially a man now.
Take care. Here's our second contestant. Hi, Patty.
Hello.
Hi. Patty, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay. You want to tell you want to clear your throat?
I'm fine.
Okay. You want to tell us about yourself, Patty?
I'm 84 years old, and I've been listening to you for a long time.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And I've been thinking I could answer some of the questions.
Well, let's see how you can do here. You choose the category, Patty. We have the political pages, we have classic rock animals, or our new third category, This Month in History.
Well, let's try the political.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Patty. Good luck. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What did Joe Biden announce Wednesday in the White House Rose Garden with President Obama at his side?
He's not going to run.
That's correct. Who is the chairman of the House Benghazi Committee that grilled Hillary Clinton for 11 hours yesterday? Was it Paul Ryan, Mike Pompeo, or Trey Gowdy?
Trey Gowdy.
Correct. Which Republican presidential candidate is downsizing his campaign and laying off senior staff because of fundraising trouble today?
Jeb Bush.
Correct. For 2 points each, which two Democrats dropped out of the presidential race this week?
Which two
Democrats? Or you can pass and we can go to the five-pointer.
Lyndon Chafee.
Lincoln Chafee, I'll give you that one. And there's another Democrat we dropped out this week. You want to pass?
Pass.
In what country has Justin Trudeau won an election that makes him prime minister 47 years after his father held that position?
Canadian.
It is Canada. Yeah, and the other Democrat, Patty, is Jim Webb, who complained last week he didn't get enough time during the debate.
Oh, that's right.
Now he has all the time he needs.
Oh, Patty.
Patty, you were almost there. You got 13 out of 15 points.
Holy cow.
No clean sweep, but congratulations, you did great. I'm glad.
I get the donuts.
Well, hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get the donuts. Okay. I'm going to warn you about something, Patty. These donuts, we've had Old Town Donuts in here, although it's been a while since Dan brought them in.
Yeah.
These donuts are the size of your head.
Yep.
They're really, really good. Don't eat too many of them or you're going to go into sugar shock.
That's impossible.
Well, you enjoy them. Dan will tell you how you get them. Thank you for playing and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Here's our third contestant today. Hello, Bob.
Hey, what's going on?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
Well, I just wanted to say congratulations to my son. He started college this year. He's going to be an engineer.
What's his name?
And I wish him luck, Brendan.
Okay.
He's going to SIUE.
All right. Good luck, Brendan.
Yeah.
All right, Bob, which category do you want? Classic rock animals, This Month in History, or Bill Murray's co-stars?
Classic rock animals.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Bob. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Well, hold on. Let's stop the music for a second because I need to explain something. It's called Classic Rock Animals because all of the answers will have an animal in the answer, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's the name of a band with an animal in the name. All right. 60 seconds. Okay. Reset. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Southern California band was founded by Don Henley and Glenn Frey? Which band with lead singer Darius Rucker had hits with Only Want to Be With You and Hold My Hand?
That is a pass.
Which German band had a 1984 hit called Rock You Like a Hurricane?
That was Scorpion.
Correct. What's the name of the band whose biggest hit was Don't Fear the Reaper? Chose the category of his own free will.
Pass. I'll get them.
All right. Which band with lead singer Adam Duritz had hits in 1994 with Mr. Jones and Round Here?
Pass. Don't know that one.
Back to the Southern California band founded by Don Henley and Glenn Frey.
Don't know that one. The next one's Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Blowfish is Darius Rucker. How about Don't Fear the Reaper? That is Blue Oyster.
Yeah, Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah,
brain fart there.
Yeah, Adam Duritz was the lead singer of Counting Crows, and Don Henley, Glenn Frey, the Eagles. Bob, let's see how you did here. You got Hootie and the Blowfish for 2 and the Scorpions for 3, a final score of only 5, and so, I'm sorry, you're also going to have to be punished by Martin O'Malley.
Because, baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be bad blood. So take a look at what you've done. That maybe now we got bad blood.
Hey! Now we got
bad blood. And now we can't solve them. You made a really deep cut. And baby, now we got bad blood. Hey!
Hey, I just got an email from Taylor Swift. Paul, please make him stop. Please.
Yes.
Signed, Taylor. Love you. Oh, that's very nice of her. Bob, I'm sorry you didn't win, but thank you very much for playing.
Well, have a good one, guys.
All right, here's our fourth contestant today. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Go ahead and exploit the airwaves.
Really nothing to exploit. Just want to win some donuts for my kids.
Okay. They love those donuts. What do you want to do it with, This Month in History or Bill Murray's co-stars?
Let's do This Month in History.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Jim, let's play the Harris Challenge. Within 20 years, when was the public first admitted to the Washington Monument?
1810.
1888. In 1956, what did Don Larson become the only person to ever do in the World Series?
To a perfect game.
Correct. True or false, the tuxedo was first worn in a town called Tuxedo Park, New York.
True.
It is true. 1886 was the year. What country did Fiji gain its independence from in October 1970?
Japan.
Great Britain. Here's your five-pointer. Which Soviet premier became famous for pounding his shoe on the desk at the UN in 1960?
Khrushchev.
Nikita Khrushchev is the correct answer. You got the 5, the 3, and the 2. 10 points for a win, Jim. Nicely done.
Thanks.
Hang on.
Donuts for the kids.
Yes, Old Town Donuts for the kids. And our final contestant is Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Tell us about yourself.
I just wanted to say good luck to the Deani and Notre Dame racquetball teams. My kids are playing racquetball this year.
Okay. Bob, we have one category left. Bill Murray's co-stars. He's in a movie that comes out this weekend called Rock the Casbah, which I did not like at all. was just kind of a movie that just couldn't hold it together with a good plot towards the end. But this is about other movies he's made which were better and much more successful and the co-stars who were in them. And so we've reset the clock to 60 seconds and we're going to play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Sigourney Weaver co-star with Bill Murray as a character named Dana Barrett? In what movie did Andy McDowell co-star with Bill Murray as a TV producer named Rita?
Pass.
In what movie did Bill Murray co-star with Scarlett Johansson as a tourist in Tokyo?
Pass.
In what movie did Melissa McCarthy play Bill Murray's next-door neighbor?
Pass.
In what movie did Bill Murray room with the actor who played soap opera actress Dorothy Michaels?
I have no idea.
You want to take a guess on any of these?
No.
How about if you randomly...
I'm a big fan of Melissa McCarthy.
How about if you randomly name for me a Bill Murray movie?
The golf movie.
Golf movie.
Can we accept the golf movie for one bonus point?
I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come down for some time now.
Carl Spackler, ladies and gentlemen, he knows the answer was Caddyshack.
Or John Hadley.
It's the big sports show coming up in about an hour. Sigourney Weaver was in Ghostbusters. Andy McDowell was in Groundhog Day. Scarlett Johansson was in Lost in Translation. Melissa McCarthy was in St. Vincent. And Bill Murray was the roommate of Dustin Hoffman in Tootsie. Bob, that zilch on the scoreboard is yours. That goose egg, that nada, that squat belongs to you.
I got to listen. I've listened to the song four times already. So
we've only played it twice.
Oh, okay. Well, it felt like four.
Well,
times.
Here comes the third time right now, just for you.
Because baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be bad blood. So take a look at what you've done. That maybe now we got bad blood.
Now we got you know, we're running out of presidential candidates. Oh, no, we're not. There's still 14 more presidential candidates. Somewhere, somebody can find me video of maybe Chris Christie singing a Springsteen song, because he loves Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah.
So we could use that or anything else. If you find one, Ian and I have looked, and we haven't found anything by anybody else, but if you find one, email it to paul@harrisonline.com in time to use next week, and I will give you full credit on the air. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday at 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS, and worldwide via KTRS.com.